Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So last week I shared with you the fact that I was getting a little bit uptight. I was getting uptight over the whole COVID situation and around the way certain people were handling it. So if I'm walking and I see somebody, I'm in a store and somebody gets too close to me, I get uncomfortable. I start to get a little bit uptight. And all of a sudden I start putting out this negative energy. The last thing I'm doing is being nice to anybody. You know, I'm on a hike and I pass somebody, I turn the other way to keep my distance from them, or I walk as far as I can, but not saying anything to them. And so my thought was this week, what if I just were a little bit nicer? What if I just tried being kind and focused on the kindness as opposed to focusing on the distance? I could still maintain the distance. I can still do what I have to do, but why couldn't I be kind all at the same time? And so the approach I took was simply when I'm passing somebody, I smile. Right? I'll look at them and I'll smile. I'll still keep my distance and I'll find something to say, right? If they're walking their dog, maybe I'll make a comment about, you know, what a pretty dog they have, or just say something to engage people. And I've noticed that it's been a 180 degree turnaround for me from one week to the next, simply because my approach has been different. I'm approaching people with kindness. I just put a smile on my face when I see them, as opposed to just trying to stay away and be grumpy. I can stay away and not be grumpy. I can stay away and be kind, and it works a lot better. And I've noticed it. And I had a wonderful week as a result of it in terms of my interactions. And I met a lot of really cool people. I mean, I was walking around. I was behind my house the other day, and there's a little recreation area along the river. And there's a father and son that are just playing the guitar, just outside playing guitars that sounded great together. And they're singing and they're harmonizing. And I said something nice to him, and all of a sudden, you know, I meet some new people and I have a whole conversation around them. And I sat for 45 minutes and listened to these guys play while as I was, you know, had my dog by my side during a walk. I mean, it was just wonderful. And I wouldn't have done that if I wasn't more open to the kindness. And that was it. So simple, so easy, and yet so profound in terms of how it's helped me this week, and how it's turned me from this sort of curmudgeon type guy to somebody that is happy and upbeat and the person that I was pre-COVID. So that is one way to sort of get yourself through this, because if you can get yourself in the right mindset and if you can get around other people and be in the right mindset, that's going to go a long way to keeping you sane and just keeping you as a happier person during COVID. But there's other things that you can do too. And we've talked about some of these before, but one of the things that I've talked about many times on past shows is just having something to look forward to. This COVID thing is not going to go on forever. Right? When we look at what's happening now, you know, maybe we look at the end of the year and when we have some sort of a vaccine in place, and that's going to make a big difference. And I'm convinced that that's going to happen. And so in doing that, I want to have something to look forward to. So I'm just planning a trip. Right? I'm planning a trip over the Christmas holidays that I really want to go to, and something I can look forward to. I want to plan a trip for next May. I want to take, my wife's a huge tennis fan. She wants to go to the French Open. We've been talking about it. I want to make it happen, right? We tried to do it this year. We couldn't, but it's something that I'm going to look forward to. And it's something that I'm going to put all the plans in place without pulling the trigger on, find the hotel, find the flights, do everything, but slowly start to do it. And if the things are refundable, then I'll book them. And if they're not refundable, then I'll wait, but I'll still know what I want. But my father, one of the reasons he lived as long as he did is because he always had something to look forward to. He was an avid traveler and he'd always plan ahead and have something. And he thought, well, if I plan it, I have to live that long and I have to go, and it gives me something to look forward to. We all want things to look forward to, especially at a time like this. And it's easy to do, right? Just start making plans. Put a date on a calendar at some point where you feel comfortable you'll be able to do it and make it happen. Another thing we can do to try to keep ourselves mentally in a good place during this is just taking a moment or two to appreciate what you have. Despite the fact that there have been a lot of challenges during COVID, there's also been a lot of things, a lot of positives that have come. I know in my world and the people I talk to, just in terms of getting closer to family. You know, I've got a better relationship with my kids than I did before COVID because I get to see them more. Right? So that's been a great thing. I feel like my relationship with my wife is better as a result of COVID because, again, we're together more. Now, that can go the other way, but again, something to focus on, that quality time. If you can do it, you know, it just makes things so much better. So taking a moment to just appreciate what's around you, appreciate what's come of this. Finding ways to find quiet time is another one, where you get away from screens and just be in silence, preferably outside as opposed to inside. Getting out in nature is something I've been doing a lot. I got to Colorado a couple of months ago, and it's been wonderful. Right? Every day I get out with the dog for a walk. It's at least an hour-long walk, and we're in the woods, we're experiencing new things, finding new trails. It's just been wonderful. But having that complete quiet time where, you know, I'm off my phone, I'm outside, I'm doing something, but just having that silence in nature is a wonderful thing. And the other thing you can do is just find something that you can do that you love, right? Whatever that is for you. In my case, as I said, walking in nature is great. If you love to bike, it's great. You know, if you can get out and play tennis, that's great. But find something that you can love, that you love, that you can do fairly frequently, right? And that'll help. Just, you know, hopefully it's something that's out of your house. But even if it's not, if you're into knitting, if you're into gardening, whatever it is, just do that and do it frequently, because that'll keep you mentally sane during this time. But the other important thing you have to do is you also have to find boundaries. Got to find boundaries, because the challenge that a lot of us have, and I have this as well, around work. You know, if you let work go, I mean, I can get emails all time of day or night. I deal with, you know, an international firm and I'm dealing with people from all over the world. And so, you know, you could keep working 24/7 theoretically. So shutting down, having dedicated office hours of when you're working and when you're not. And if you're taking a vacation, unplug. Vacations may be a little bit different, because normally we go on a vacation, we really get away. For some of us, we're taking vacations and it becomes more of a staycation. We're at home, we're just not working every day. And especially if you're working from home, it's important that you take that time and get that separation. So setting boundaries around things so that you can disconnect is important, because all these things might be great if you're being constantly interrupted by emails as you're, you know, out in your nature walk or trying to engage with your family. Well, it's not going to be the same experience. It's going to take away from it. So setting those boundaries is really important. And it's also important so you don't burn out at work. That's been a big challenge for a lot of people. They call it, you know, Zoom fatigue, because we're all on telepresence calls all day long, a lot of us anyway. And that becomes a tough thing. So keeping the distance, creating space, and just getting out and enjoying things and appreciating what's around you can make a huge difference in maintaining sanity as you move through this period. But also knowing that there's a light at the end of the tunnel that you can all look forward to. And start to think about what you believe that time frame is, and start to plan something so that you have something out there to truly look forward to. And I'm convinced that'll make a big difference in, you know, your day-to-day level of happiness as we progress through this corona period. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, we've got to do what we can to maintain a positive outlook during this whole situation we're in. It could be as simple as smiling when you engage with other people, keeping your distance, but doing the right thing and just being kind, right? Help me out dramatically. What a change from one week to the next. Have something to look forward to. Develop a new skill, right? Try something new that you haven't done before that you now have time to do. Just appreciate what's around you. Set some boundaries so you can appreciate it. Create some quiet time in your life and just find something you can do every day that you love, and just do it consistently.